The following presentation is a production of Ride the Wave Media.
Hello and welcome to Practically Magic. This is Courtney Pearl. I'm a pagan folk witch, card reader, healer, spiritualist, Celtic priestess, teacher, artist, and mystic mythic seeker. I have been discovering true and real magic in the world, and I wish to share it with you. Today I have joining me Rachel Taylor. Say hi.
Hi. Good to be here.
We have a great episode planned for us today on intuition, both of us, a subject that we both work in our fields a lot. But I'm going to start our episode like we usually do with pulling a card. I'm going to use a tarot deck. This is the Rider-Waite-Smith, but this is the gold and black edition. I'm so sorry that those of you listening cannot see it. It's just gold foil and it's gorgeous and beautiful. But it's kind of the original artwork of tarot, so I love it for that reason. And I am pulling this card for us today. And the card that I have is the Knight of Pentacles, which is incredibly, incredibly intuitive. It's very aligned with what's going on. We were kind of talking before we started recording about how it was the dark moon. And we're moving kind of in the season of from Pisces into Aries. And I think this card is so perfect. Like, it's almost just kind of, I pull it out and it's like slapping me in the face with, of course this is coming up right now. Because we have this image of this knight, the Knight of Pentacles, and he's standing on his horse. His horse is not moving. And he's kind of just like holding his disc, his pentacles, his orb. He's looking at it and he's almost just kind of stuck in this spot, kind of just contemplating where he's at. And I read knights, the knight part of the tarot deck, as action. So it almost feels like inaction. It almost feels like it's coming up as, I know I need to move into a different space. I know what's going on or where I'm at is just not working, but I honestly just don't know what to do next. I'm just kind of like, bleh, stuck, right? What do you feel like that card means for you, Rachel?
Yeah, I like what you have shared and with what we're going to be talking about, that how we can feel stuck in our lives, but how leaning into intuition actually gives us that forward energy of the night, that we can move forward in a knowing and in power and feeling like we're on the right path with this confidence and this strength and this just let's go do it because you feel it in your heart. And that's an exciting place to be, to be stuck, but to know that you have this knowing inside of you that will guide you to get unstuck. So yeah, I like that.
That is kind of what the uncomfortable feeling is of, like, it's a little scary. I don't know what to do, or if I do something, am I going to mess it all up worse than it already is? But just kind of like, I just know something is not working. Like, where I'm at is not it. So this is like a really crucial time of like, things are going to start shifting. Things are going to start happening. And I'm going to start like putting things into action to start going with it. Even if it's like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah. And leaning into learning and how to understand that, to know that what you're doing is the right thing, learning how to have that intuition and actually feeling confident in it and not feeling like you don't know anymore, but actually feeling like you know and that you're on your path is so empowering. So I love the transition, even from the eclipse energy that we've just had of, you know, leaning in and recognizing maybe some of our old patterns and old energy that's had us stuck, and now leaning into the new energy and the new light and the confidence of what we will be becoming and feeling and leaning into that and trusting it.
Yeah. And trust is a huge, huge part of that, because a lot of people don't know that they have that intuition, that they have that ability. And so I'm really excited to talk about this today, because it is like, that's our jam. Mm-hmm. This is what we do to help people, is to realize you have it in you. You do have intuition and can do this. So let me introduce you formally. So we're talking to you, Rachel Taylor, an intuitive reminder.
Yes, I'll explain that.
Reminder. Yeah, okay.
You're like, what is that?
Okay, I just want to make sure I was saying that right, because I was like, wait, once it was starting to come out of my
intuitive
mouth.
Intuitive reminder.
Is that right? Okay, yeah. Let me try that again. So this is Rachel Taylor. She's an intuitive reminder, personal soul alignment coach, fellow Daybreak mom. She homeschools 4 kids, age 16, 14, 10, and 7. She does her best to walk the paths of the heart, leading so that her kids can see it done and follow their own. She's creating her own website and online soul alignment community where people can come together to remember and strengthen their knowing of who they are and who they want to become. She's most happy with her family, animals, nature, and connecting with people of all backgrounds. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how you can connect with Rachel and how you can follow her as we get to the end of the episode. So stay tuned for that. We're going to connect you with her and how you can follow what she's got going on, which I absolutely am going to do because I am part of this work as well. This is like my passion in life. So we're going to introduce our subject for this episode is intuition. So we both use intuition a lot in the kind of energy work and healing work that we do. And I'm going to introduce this subject talking about intuition with a folk story. As a folk witch, that's kind of where I relate to the world. And I like to teach using folklore and mythology. And one of my favorite stories about intuition is the story of Basilisa, which is a sort of a Northern European, I think it's more like Scandinavian origination of the story of Cinderella. And the version that I like is from the book Women Who Run with Wolves. If you haven't read that, it's an amazing book. I'll resource that on my blog. But the story is basically that this young girl, her mom is dying, just like in Cinderella, but the mom gives her a doll that's dressed just like her. And she's like, when I'm not with you, this is your guide. This doll will help you, and just keep it with you and make sure you feed her. And so she keeps the doll in her pocket. And of course her dad remarries. And so there's an evil stepsister and stepmom situation who are mean to her and make her do all the chores. And all the while, as she's growing up, she's got her little doll and she feeds it scraps from her dinner. And when it comes time for her to, you know, the stepmother and stepsisters are like, we have to get rid of this girl. We don't like her. And they purposely blow out the fire so that there's no fire in the hearth. And they're like, you have to go out and into the woods and get us fire. And you've got to go to Baba Yaga's house. And Baba Yaga is this, you know, folklore witch. She's well known in those parts of the world where she's like the witch who lives in the woods. Everyone's scared of her. She lives in a house on chicken legs and surrounded by the skulls of children, or, you know, some such thing. And Basilisa has to go to Baba Yaga to get fire. And throughout the story, each time she's faced with a decision to make or where to go on her path, the little doll in her pocket jumps up and down. Like if she's supposed to go a certain direction or if she's supposed to ask Baba Yaga some questions, but then the doll starts jumping and she holds back and doesn't ask the questions. And then she's always rewarded for that. So whatever choice she makes, the doll is helping her through the whole story. And at the end, she gets fire from Baba Yaga, but she gets it in the form of it's like a skull on a stick that's aflame. And then the skull ends up being the one that like helps her at the end and burns her mother and stepsister. They turn to ash because of the skull. So it's almost like childlike intuition, kind of the symbol of that turning into adult intuition as it becomes the skull that's aflame. And, you know, you can interpret that story in a lot of different ways. But the idea that we have something within us that guides us and is our own personal guiding light to the choices that we make in our lives is sort of the subject that we're bringing forward today. And so if you want to hear more about that story, I'll reference that in my blog and, you know, where you can find that story to read the whole thing. But let me ask you, what does intuition mean to you, Rachel?
To me, intuition is a guide. Okay, let's start big. Intuition is a power. It is what I've come to believe as God. Most people believe in some kind of a higher power, and this higher power has different names. Some call this higher power God. Some people call it the universe, source. I've come to relate with and call it love. And this power exists with every living thing on our earth and within human beings as well. And intuition is that power within us, and it's within us. And so it's this power of all that is. It has all the answers. It has all of the growth. It has all of the light. And it's something that everybody and everyone has the chance to connect with. I love the word intuition itself, because we have the choice in our lives to become intuit and to experience intuit more. And if we don't have the desire or the willingness to get into it, then our whole lives we go out of it. We're out of it. We don't have the guidance assisting us. And we kind of go at it alone without this light, without this this all-knowing energy and power that can guide us and help us remember who we are fully in this life.
Oh, I love the use of that, reminding us of who we are, because I think that that's, I mean, to walk around doing life and just kind of doing day-to-day things, it's not that that's, you know, a terrible way to live, but when you come up against something that takes you outside yourself and makes you feel like you're completely on your own, or that you're like, you know, now I call them invitations, like they're little invitations in life that go, oh my gosh, everything I thought I knew just fell apart. And yeah, we all experience that. But without kind of building a relationship with intuition, you do feel completely alone or completely without any guidance. And it's kind of like reminding you that you aren't alone, right?
It's reminding you who you are. Mm-hmm. And I guess when you read my definition of what I do, I'm a reminder. I help people remember that part of themselves. When I first started working with people one-on-one, my first client that I had said, oh, I'm so grateful to be doing therapy with you. And the minute that word was said, it didn't feel right. And I said, hey, you know, what we're really going to do here is remember who you are. And so we said that we had these remembering sessions where we would come together, we would center ourselves, and we'd align with that love within us, that power of all that is, that exists within everyone. We would align ourselves together. And in that moment, that's when all of the magic and all of the answers and all of the questioning starts to receive the answers that you've been looking for. So like you said just earlier, it is that when we get into it, that's when we start to remember who we are. And that's when we start to become who we want to be, because that part is inside us, but it's hidden within us. And we have to be willing to seek it out and willing to take time to listen.
I love that. And you bring up such a good point as far as what we do, like our vocation or our practice. I often struggle with telling people what I am or finding the right words to say what I do, because and I chose to call myself a healer, but I say that knowing full well that what I'm doing isn't actually healing anyone, that all I'm doing is helping them remember that they can heal themselves, or that like reaching into themselves and finding that part that connects. And It is. It's a remembering. It's a, it's almost, a waking up. And I still struggle to find the right words. Like, what do I put on my business cards? Or what is it that I actually, when I talk to people and they're like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, as you could see, my intro is very long to this podcast because I'm like, I do so many things and I just don't even know what it encompasses. And, you know, lately Celtic Priestess seems to kind of wrap it all up because I feel like everything I do is in service as a priestess. Priestessing is a service, it's an action. It's not a title or a, you know, an authority of any kind, at least in the way that I define it. So I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm just helping people with their connection more so than actually doing any healing. And what we work on personally in connecting with our intuition, in helping other people to do that. So now, you know, your introduction, as I like stumbled on, call it, you know, what, okay, intuition remind, wait, was that right? Now I'm like, oh, of course that makes sense. I see it so clearly now. I don't know why I didn't stop to think about that before I read it. It makes so much sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So tell me a little bit about your own personal journey in coming to a relationship with intuition. If you had, you know, to say, do you always feel like you were always connected to intuition and now this is what you do? Or was there like a coming to it for you?
So I grew up very religious and always feeling very connected to a higher power. And for me, growing up was believing in God and having a specific plan and specific rules and specific guidelines for me. And I felt very secure, very fulfilled, very happy and growing up this way. And I felt guided and would follow my intuition. And I felt a lot of joy in living that way. And then probably about 10 years ago, I wound up having experiences where I knew it was time for me to part from my religion that I grew up with. And when I did that, it disconnected me from my intuition because the way that I had grown up to learn how to connect to God that I didn't even know, I didn't even know if I could believe in a higher power anymore. All of a sudden, I was left with the question of, well, what actually is there to hang on to? And is there anything at all? And in that moment, the answer beat so strongly from my intuition, from my heart, yes, you can hold on to love. And in that dark moment, I had the light and the strength of love. And I didn't know what that meant right then. I just knew that there was something bigger to hold on to. And for 10 years since then, I have been holding on to love and growing with love and seeing things in a bigger way and allowing myself to believe, allowing myself to be willing to grow and believe without seeing yet and letting myself see after believing. I have become more and more amazed at the power of the universe, of God, whatever you want to call it, that does exist. And when we allow it to come into our lives, that it's not for just one religion, it's not for one faith, but that this intuition comes to us and speaks to us all the time, in the way that we'll understand, in the way that will serve us most at in our lives at the point that we're at. And it's made me so open to seeing and hearing things in new ways and appreciating people for where they're at and the way they see things and receive things. So intuition is a personal thing. It's not something that I or Courtney could say to you, oh, well, you're going to see it just like this. No, because you, once you get into it, once you are intuitive and willing to see, you're going to see it in exactly the way that makes sense to you. And that was the thing that blew my mind after, you know, being religious and having my intuition in a specific way that happened to happen like this. And it was a word like this, that it meant if you were, you know, having intuition, then you were, that was because this was happening to you. No, now it's like, oh, it's personal. It's something I get to experience in my own way and something that you get to experience in your way. And it's so just mind-blowingly beautiful and expansive.
Yes. And that does kind of congruently go along with some of my faith journey and how I, you know, came to understand source, or how I came to understand what was right for me, in that, you know, not that, and I have many friends who are still very religious in a more fundamentalist, structured way. And I completely and totally understand the draw to that, where it feels safe. It feels like, you know, there's the structure, the rules, the certainty, the, you know, that feels great. I totally understand that. And for me, looking into kind of Gnostic Christianity, looking into some of the Gnostic Gospels and some of the teachings of Jesus before it was kind of taken out of the Bible, and that it was a lot of like telling people to find the God within, find the new, the voice, the place between body, mind, and soul where you connect. And yeah, understanding that there isn't really anyone that can come between you and that. That, yes, like, nobody tells you what is right for you. You.
And so empowering.
Right? Yeah. It's within you, right? So for me, that was kind of my journey, and being like, well, it's not that I am turning my back on all of this and saying that's not true, but just saying this is feeling true to me. In how I can connect, and wanting to empower people to understand that within themselves, whether they do it in a fundamentalist religion or not, you know, doesn't really matter. But just that, that, you know, connecting with your intuition is connecting with you. Yes. And love.
And when we do it, oh my gosh, like, we become our best selves, and we start to feel our path and move away from the confusion that we've had. And it's so empowering. And I love what you said. It is. It's in within each of us. And it's our choice and our willingness to put our doubts aside. Like, we come into this earth, children who imagine and play, and like, we explore and we believe, and the sky is the limit. And then we reach a certain age, and kids are getting younger and younger, where they're like, well, I'm too old to play with Barbies, and we lose that somewhere. Mm-hmm. And when we open that back up within us, the sky is the limit, because all of the sudden we have this all power, universe, love guiding and helping us in a bigger way than we could ever imagine on our own. And it's within each of us to connect to individually. Yeah.
Yeah. And we did mention the word trust earlier. And my personal experience with that, and kind of connecting with my intuition, is when I was going through a really, really difficult time, and it was my dark night of the soul, as some people might call it, my invitation to other things, was like, things were going on with my husband. My husband struggled with addiction, and I was struggling with codependency within that relationship. And it was, you know, all that stuff going on. And I remember just constantly waking up like 3 a.m. with these voices in my mind, you know, just like, this is what's going on. And it was kind of stressful, but also when things happened the way that they happened, I felt incredibly validated in that a lot of the feelings I was having, even though I had no physical proof of it, were actually happening. And it was very validating to me. It was very much like, I knew this was going on. I knew it, and I don't know how I knew it, and I should have trusted myself, because in doubting or in having someone else be like, that's just your anxiety, you're just anxious, or, you know, whatever. But I think it was really important for me to experience that and then to also kind of get a clear idea of what is anxiety and what is intuition, right? Like separating yeah. out the things. Because I feel like one is like fear-based and yeah. low vibe kind of, you know, I'm just worried about what will happen. I'm trying to control what's going to happen. I'm trying to put, you know, my control uncertainty around it when I feel like anxiety is the lie that your body tells you that says, I'm going to control the situation that I actually have no control over. Whereas yeah. intuition was this other thing where it was based in love. And it was like, you know what's going on and you feel it and you know it. And just the knowing in it is peaceful. And it's a knowing. It's the simplest form that I can explain it. But for anybody who's like, is that my anxiety or is that my intuition? It might be both, but just knowing where you are in it is a really important piece that I feel like living in anxiety because thinking the anxiety is going to help is kind of the lie. Whereas living with intuition and knowing this is what's going on and this is what I'm going to do about it and this is how I can exist within it and move forward.
I love that. I have a filter that I run my thoughts through and it ties perfectly with what you were talking about. And that is a filter. I said the way that I relate most to my intuition is love. And it's not the love of Hollywood where love needs and love has to have this. And if you don't have love, you're heartbroken. No, love is an all expansive energy. It grows, it becomes, it's not afraid, it expands. And so when you have this kind of love that exists within your soul, the filter that I use is love. Love versus fear. Every thought that we have stems from one of those energies. And we can recognize which energy it comes from by seeing how we feel. Fear feels, it makes you want to shrink. It makes you want to close up. It makes you want to get small. It makes you want to hide. It makes you want to be safe. It makes you want to control, like you talked about. And if you feel that contraction, fear, then you know, okay, that thought was from fear. That's not your intuition. When you put it through the filter and you say, okay, this thought, does it make me feel like growing, expanding, sharing, becoming, not hiding? Does it feel abundant? Does it feel like I'm going to become? That's your green light for intuition because that is the energy of the universe. And that is the energy of love. And that's who you are at your core. That is who you are. And when you feel those feelings in your thoughts, those are the feelings that are leading you forward on your path. Those are the feelings, if you lean into them, if you trust them, it may be scary still, but it's a different kind of scary. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to step onto this. And this is really scary. Like you doing a podcast, it's not easy to do a podcast, right? But you're leaning into this because your heart is screaming, this is my path. This makes me happy. This makes me like, this is what I am called to do. You lean into that because you feel expansive. You're growing. You're seeing other people grow. You feel vibrant. That is your intuition. And so everything that I do, even like I'll say something to my kids. They'll say, can I do this? And I'll be like, no, you can't. And I'm like, oh, okay. That felt really contracted. And I've learned to give my children a lot more freedom. So I'm like, I want to parent in love, not in fear. I controlled my children way too much before I learned how to be intuitive. And I am not afraid to admit it that I put a lot of pain on them and did a lot of things that I regret as an early parent. And I'm still learning, but I'm becoming so good at loving them. And I can't tell you how good it makes me feel because not only do I allow them to be free, they're learning to listen to their own sweet hearts like I never learned. And I am so grateful to give that gift to my children. So That is the filter. It is a tool that will serve you if you will remember to look at your thoughts mm-hmm. and filter them through love or fear.
Yes. And I'm not agreeing with you because you're saying about the mistakes you've made. I'm agreeing with you in that I absolutely 100% struggle with that every single day. Like for me, looking back and going,
we all do.
Gosh, I, you know, changing my own patterns of wanting to control, that's my, I've mentioned many times on this podcast already, like that's my one, my kind of personal journey is like, I just feel like love is control. And I just go to that. And that's my pattern. And so, and I want to bring in, because this podcast is called Practically Magic, because all of this seems so magical and fantastical, and yet it's really practical. It's really real in our lives, and we can use this, and it's powerful. And, you know, for some people listening who are maybe more logical, need more science, there is a lot in like internal family systems talking about going into the self and understanding the self. And what the true self is calm, confident, creative, curious. Like those are the C's of the self. And, you know, when I've been learning about that, it's like, well, that's a lot of the same things we're talking about. Even when we talk about it in a spiritual sense, we are using the same data that neuroscientists and neurologists are using to understand the brain and how the brain comes into a rest and digest, and how we engage the parasympathetic autonomic nervous system. And I'm mentioning that because I think that could be a whole other podcast episode that we can get into at another time. But just so people understand that it's not just in a spiritual sense that we're talking about, that all of this is backed by science and research too, in the physical sense, right?
It is. And it's all the same message. Like mm-hmm. the more you get into spirituality, the more you see that it really is everything, and the more willingness you say, I'm willing to see, the more you become aware that it really is all inside of you. And if you get quiet, and you do have to get quiet, if you look at yourself, if you wake up, if you become aware of your patterns, of the things that are bringing you pain. And if you stop and you look and you say, is this love or is this fear? Like you solve your problems. And they are all, yes, the scientists and the researchers have all researched it and it is all backed up. But the step is so much shorter if you just turn inward. You can heal yourself so quickly if you are willing to turn inward and find your answers, because they're there waiting.
Yeah. Yeah. And just starting with a willingness to open up, a willingness, which, I mean, some people have to wait for those really difficult moments in life that invite you to do it. Or you can just say, you know, before that happens, before I'm in total crisis, I want to start working and I want to start looking inward and I want to start using tools to help me connect with my intuition and to help me turn to love and to help me flip the switch into a rest and digest state of mind rather than in fight, flight, or freeze. And what part of me goes to that is addicted to that part that wants to keep going to that instead of going into love, going into that rest, going into the self and calm and inward looking. So it's just a seeking. It's those of you listening that are just the seekers. That's what I call myself, mythic and mystic seeker. It's just I'm seeking those answers and seeking those tools to help me and hopefully in turn put it out into the world where people can use that. So the filter is a really great tool. I think that's a really great step in being able to just take that opportunity. What am I filtering in as you go?
Yeah. Is it a love thought or a fear thought? That is life-changing.
And start trusting yourself.
You know, when I was prepared, just kind of thinking about intuition coming into this over and over, I just kept thinking, get into it. And I just kept thinking, get into it. Stop holding yourself back. Intuition, just get into it. So you don't, you know, or you're out of it. Do you want to be into it or do you want to be out of it? Just get into it. Just take a leap of faith and get into it.
Yeah.
And your life will change because when you are out of it, you are on your own. When you could be walking with your full self, your whole self, because you literally are walking part of yourself when you turn away from the love that is inside you, from the source that is inside you, the universe that is inside you, God that is inside of you, because it is there waiting. It's just when we decide to get into it.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And I usually do a question from a listener towards the end when we're getting ready to wrap up, but I feel like we've kind of addressed this question a little bit, so I'm just going to see if there's anything else that we need to say about this. But I have some people ask, as far as like intuition or gifts, spiritual gifts of any kind, there's sort of a question as to whether or not people are born with a gift, like some people, you know, are very connected to spirit, connected to, you know, a medium or, you know, very intuitive or empathic. So like having those natural gifts and they're like, oh, I've always had it since I was a child. And then there were, you know, are people who are wondering, well, is that something you can cultivate? Do we all have the potential to be intuitive and to use those gifts? What are your thoughts on that? If it's like you're born with it, you have this special gift, you're very special, or is it like you can learn it?
Definitely. We are born with a gift. That gift is unique. You are spiritual in a different way than I am. I am spiritual in a different way than you are. And the way that we arrive to that gift within us is by walking down a path of what brings us joy. When you are happy doing what you're doing, that is your gift.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay attention. Like those moments that you're happy, that is your path, your gift. And that's what you lean into more. Mozart leaned into the piano. I can't remember his name. It's the peanut man. He leaned into peanuts and created so much with peanuts. There's people who lean into baseball. There's people who lean into turtles. There's people who, but whatever it is, oh my gosh, stop comparing yourself to who else has found a gift in this and follow your gift because that is your spiritual gift. The joy will lead you to your spiritual gift, but it's there. And we need to stop comparing and saying, well, it's weird that I find so much joy with, cells. People are fascinated by cells.
We need them to be fascinated by cells.
Honor that and follow that.
Yeah. And it expands. I mean, when someone is following their path, when they're on their, whatever that is, that internal path and journey that they're on, when they're following it and aligning with it, that isn't just a personal effect. Like it doesn't just affect them personally. It resonates out into every relationship and out into the world. So like from the very base of the root to the very outward of the crown into the world, like it's connecting in all ways. Even if it's not something that's seemingly spiritual, like you said, like baseball or cells or whatever it is, I truly believe that there is an impact that goes further and more beyond than just themselves.
Yes, we are one, but we all have different parts that we're playing. I love the song Glorious because it talks about that we are a symphony and we're all playing our own piece, but that it is this beautiful symphony together. And what happens when everybody tries to be like everyone else and play a violin is that the symphony sounds pretty dull. And we need to recognize that the oboe and the flute and everything else that gets played is just as significant. Mm. And that pick up whatever that gift, whatever that joy, that spark within us, that we honor that. And that is our instrument in the symphony to be played. Because without that, the symphony isn't as beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yes. Just to wrap that up, that perfectly explains kind of the collective consciousness that, like I said, there's a lot of research out there, psychoanalysts and neurologists that like are coming up with this proof that we are all connected consciously. We're all part of a collective consciousness. And I just learned recently that we're actually more related species-wise to fungus than to plants, and that fungus are to plants, like humans and fungus split from the tree.
Wait, I read a book about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like the way fungus communicate to each other through electrical impulses, and that they're all connected, and that that's how trees talk to each other through the fungus systems and all the crazy scientific awesomeness of the world. But that human beings are part of a collective consciousness. And I believe that when we really are tapped into our intuition, we are also tapped into that collective consciousness, as it is like the orchestra playing that symphony. I love that. That's such a beautiful image.
It's sad if you're listening and you have this beautiful gift that seems weird to you, or something that lights you up that seems weird to you, and to hide that and to not use this one beautiful life that you have to share that part with all of us. Like, you know, some people might think we're weird for talking about the things we are, but it's okay. Like,
yeah,
be your own kind of weird, because it's our part of the symphony.
Yes.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah. And how weird are fungus? And they they come in all kinds of shapes and colors. And yeah, it's beautiful and amazing.
That's each other for it. We need to learn from the fungi, right?
Right. I had no intention whatsoever bringing up fungi in this episode, but here we are and we did it. And yeah. But thank you so much for joining me today. I feel like this was such a fun conversation. And I told her before we started recording that some of my motivation for even inviting guests is just so that I can get to know people better that I admire or I want to get to know. And so we've just kind of had a little fun time hanging out and talking about one of our favorite subjects. And I would like to invite everyone next week. The topic of next week's episode is going to be about May Day celebrations, because Beltane is coming up. And I want everyone to have a little bit of knowledge and understanding about what the May Day celebrations are all about, especially in folklore, and how that plays a part in our lives and in the cycles of our lives. So join us next week for that. I would like to invite everyone listening to use magic in your everyday life to strengthen relationships, heal, prosper, and thrive. And I would like, Rachel, please tell us where people can find you.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook. It's Rachel Cox Taylor, RachelCoxTaylor, or on Instagram at Rachel_Cox_Taylor. And I am in the process of building an online community where people are coming in a safe, beautiful space to be themselves, to remember themselves, and to get into it, and to not go without anymore, that you can have your whole self in your life. So I'd be honored if you followed me along this journey. I am getting into it on my own, and I hope you'll join me.
Oh, I am for sure going to be a part of that community. Anytime that I can be a part of a community where we're like supporting each other and bringing forward things that probably everyone in the group needs. And so, for sure. And then, of course, there's all of this information, her links to her socials, all of that will be on the blog that I'm going to post for this episode. My website, prism-healing.com. has a blog that I do one blog post per episode for all additional resources, anything else that I come across that has to do with intuition. My blog is really good at being parallel with the episode, but not exactly a transcript of the episode. I like to write it myself. And so you can go ahead and look for those things and some of the other books and things that we mentioned here today. You can find me at Courtney Pearl on Facebook. Or Courtney Pearl's Prism Healing for my business page. And then I'm on Instagram at Prism_Healing. I do have a Tarot for Tips events we are doing at different locations around Daybreak here. I like to just set myself up in a coffee shop and read cards for a couple of hours for anybody that wants to pop in. So check out my website for those events. And then I have my Healing Through Art workshop that's coming up at the end of the month. And at the middle of the month, I always do on a Friday after school, a kids' heart smart art workshop for kids and parents, which helps them raise emotional intelligence and also get a little art time and fun. And usually I send the kids home with a fun little mini book about their big feelings, helping them go home, getting connected with their intuition a little bit better. So stay tuned for my events, and please, I would love to see you there. You can also contact me on any of those platforms to write in a question for our podcast, Question for a Listener. Anytime that anybody shoots me a question, then I can put it up on the podcast episode and we can discuss it and talk about it like we did today. So I would like to thank Ride the Wave Media, Jess Blaine, for producing this podcast. And I would like to thank Sarah at Daybreak Treasures Boutique. She just released my artwork for sale on her boutique, and she features me as an artist, and she sponsors my events. So I'm always and forever grateful to her for her support and friendship. And thank you again to Rachel for joining me today.
Thanks for having fun. Been awesome.
Yeah. All right. And then we'll get, you know, back to our mom life and picking up kids and doing all the things we do on our day job.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. We'll see you next time. Witches and wizards, go make magic.